Odyssey is full of memorable scenes, like the blinding of the Cyclops Polyphemus, the first encounter between a naked Odysseus and the fairy-like Nausicaa, and the later entrapment and slaughter of the suitors. Ask pretty much any animal lover, and they'd probably tell you that the scene with Odysseus's dog is one of the most memorable. In this scene, Odysseus, disguised as a beggar, is about to enter his house for the first time in 20 years since leaving for the Trojan War. Just outside the door, a dog that he bred and trained as a puppy, Argus, lies uncared for on a pile of manure. His fur is matted with fleas, and he's too weak to do much more than wag his tail when he sees his master. Odysseus, recognizing Argus, wipes away a tear at the sight of his badly neglected companion. But he can't stop and give away his disguise, so he goes into the house, and Argus lays his head down and quietly dies. The Argus scene hits close to home for anyone who has ever owned a dog, resonating with modern readers in a way that chariots and palaces and the wine dark sea just can't. Dogs crop up all over the Odyssey. Silver and golden dog statues stand outside the palace of the Phaeacians. Guard dogs challenge Odysseus outside the hut of Eumaeus the swineherd. And even Circe has enchanted lions and wolves outside her home, wagging their tails like dogs. These beasts frolic around and seem friendly enough, but are dangerous by nature, just like their mistress. Argus, in turn, has many characteristics that are similar to Odysseus. They are at this point both shabby and uncared for, Odysseus because of his disguise as a beggar, and Argus because of 20 years of mistreatment. Like the household itself, Argus was carefully cared for and loved by Odysseus, but fell into neglect when his master left for Troy. The fleas in Argus's coat reflect what Odysseus is about to discover, a house infested with suitors. Argus provides a moment of intense emotion, punctuating the exact point that Odysseus finally re-enters his home without the danger of spoiling his master's disguise. This re-entering the home is the climax of Odysseus's last 10 years and of the Odyssey as a whole. Recognition is a very important theme in the Odyssey and is often used by Homer to emphasize important moments. Argus is the only character in the whole epic to recognize Odysseus on sight, but no dog owner would be surprised at that. The long description of Argus's condition of neglect and maltreatment creates a feeling of strong emotion on its own, but the tear that Odysseus hurriedly hides from Eumaeus is what gives this scene such pathos. It recalls other moments in the epic when Odysseus, or Telemachus, was forced to repress his grief out of the need for secrecy. In all the other recognition scenes, Odysseus is able to share his emotions with whoever it is that recognizes him. With Argus, his faithful dog, he has to turn away and pretend not to know him. As they said these things to each other, a dog lying there held up his head and pricked his ears. Argus, the dog of patient-minded Odysseus, whom he himself had once cared for, but had not been able to enjoy before he left for sacred Troy. The young men used to send him out after wild goats and deer and rabbits, but with his master far away, he lay forgotten on a pile of donkey and cow manure, poured in heaps before the doors until the slaves of Odysseus could take it away to fertilize the great estate. There lay Argus, crawling with dog-ruining ticks and fleas. And just then, as he recognized Odysseus coming near, he wagged his tail and dropped both his ears. But after this he had no more strength to come closer to his master. Looking away, Odysseus wiped away a tear. Hos hoimen toiauta pros alelus agoroion, ande kuon, kephalen te kai uata kemenos esken, Argos, Odysseus talasifronos, hon rapot autus trepsemen, ud aponeto paros des ilion hirein ocheto. Tonde paroithen aginesco neoe andres aigas ep agroteras ede procas ede lagus. De tote ket apotastos. Apoi homenoio anactos, en pole copro. Hehoi proparoite turaon hemionon te boon te halis keuchet, ofran agoient mois Odysseus temenos mega copresontes. Entha quon cet Argos, eni pleos cunoraisteon. De tote gos enoesen Odyssea engus eonta, ure menro gesene cae uata cabalen ampho, ason ducet epita dunesato oeo vanactos elthemen. autar honosfin idon apomorxato dacru.